Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome back, family. This is your boy, ED. For all you smarter, intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. Today, I got a very exciting topic. If you haven't seen from the thumbnail as well from the title, I'll just bring it to you because I know you're just excited as I'm ready to get started. The question is, can an individual be trained to become a project manager? Again, can an individual be trained to become a project manager? I got the answer for you since you asked the question. Let's jump right into the material. You know I don't like to waste no time. Yes, an individual that wants to become a project manager, they can. Okay, we can shut the video down. I guess that's it. Oh, you want more? Okay, let me give you my 3 points. You know I love talking in threes. It just makes it easier for the mind to remember. Going back to, can any individual be trained to become a project manager? I think there's 3 pieces that we need to look at. The first piece that we're going to look at here is the education. I know if I had a sound effect noise or something, I know you could just hear the boos. You know, that I understand everybody wants the shortcut. Everyone wants the microwave way. Everyone wants to be able to, you know, snap their fingers and all of a sudden, boom. Or if you're, you know, during my era, and I'm probably going to tell my age, you know, I dream a genie, you know, blinking and everything. But listen, family, it just doesn't happen overnight. It is a journey. But I don't want to scare you for the journey. I want to empower you and challenge you. And this is why you're here watching this type of content, because we may not get to it fast, but we're going to get there. We're going to get there well educated. We're going to get there well ready. And anybody that's prepared is a very dangerous piece. Okay, let me digress and get into the content. So education, like I was stating, education is a huge proponent. Now, let me unpack what I mean by education, because everyone thinks, oh, I need to go to college or I need to go to, you know, well, yeah, college or community college. But no, that in these days and times, that's what you don't have to do. Did I do that? Yes, I did get a master's in project management. And I'm not trying to impress you, as Les Brown would say, but I'm trying to impress upon you, if I were to do that over, what I would have done is really focused on, you have programs out there, which I'm going to touch on in later videos. Google has a project management certificate program in which you can learn the fundamentals of project management. Also, there's also training out there. There's another guy, his book that I have up here by Phil. Phil is another good trainer. Scott, there's so many amazing trainers out here that could teach you the fundamentals of project management and then actually passing the PMP and CAPM exam. But education to me is being able, you could go online. Here's a couple examples of going on the online platform. So look at Udemy, Udemy, again, Udemy, or Skillshare, to understand the project management framework, and how does, you know, what are the different, you know, from initiating to closing and the 49 process group. So how do you get up to speed in this type of environment? So I'm going to say education, but not formal education. I'm going to say education that is geared around, that's in the niche of project management. So yes, that will help you. Number two, mentorship. This is why I'm here. For, you know, the channel is really going to be based around mentorship, and it is going to be a paid mentorship, by the way, if anyone is asking. And the only reason why it's going to be a paid mentorship is what I've learned over the years is that when you don't have skin in the game, as my mentor would say, then you really just don't care. I mean, you're thankful, you even may be grateful, but if you don't have anything that is forcing you to show up, meaning when you have money invested in something, most people will show up because they're like, well, no, I don't want that to go to waste. So in mentorship, I've had a lot of mentors in my in project. As a matter of fact, I have one today. Phil Akwali is my mentor when it comes to project management. But the reason why I have mentorship or have had mentorship and have a mentor is because of the fact that I understand that I don't know everything, and thank God I don't know everything. And I can, you know, Dan Kennedy mentioned this. He said, look at the pioneers that already have arrows in their back. Ooh, I like that. The reason why I love that is because it working with Phil and allows me to understand what he's already been through, so he can educate me on the best path to handle certain things, whether it's conflict, whether it's leadership. And this is someone, like for me, I have a decade or more of project management experience, but it's the whole fact of is that I'm still learning. Like this is my first day on the job. You know, Biggie Smalls had one. He said, treat your first day like your last day or something like that. Basically, I'll just, what I got out of that verse was what he was saying was more or less is that show up with that same energy, that same, you know, openness of willing, of wanting to learn and wanting to be taught. Because a lot of people will show up to be learned, but they don't want to be taught. I'll let you think about that for a minute. But yeah, mentorship is very important because it really allows you to grow as a individual, allows you to understand the importance of, and like I said, what Dan Kennedy said about the arrows and the pioneers back that have already been before you. So find a good mentor, someone that can help you and coach you in the different ways, because there's so many pieces to project management that you may not even be prepared for. Like, I'll give another example, like conflict. How do you handle conflict within between team members on a team? Do you go right away and report it to their leadership, or do you handle it? Well, that's something you're gonna have to stay tuned to find out in another video. But I will tell you this though, family, project management is an amazing field, is an amazing career. So I hope that you take the chance. The third and final point that I'm gonna make as far as can an individual be trained to become a project manager is run a project. It's like, what? Yeah, run a project. See, when you run a project, you get to learn any and everything that may have not been told to you, and not on purpose, but it gives you an opportunity to really learn from the grassroots. See, I remember when I wanted to learn how to ride a bike. And when I wanted to learn how to ride a bike, one of the things I had to do was what? Get on the bike and fall off. Get on the bike, pedal a little bit, fall off. Get on the bike and, okay, I'm making it a little bit further. And a little bit further, oops, fell off. And eventually I got it to the point where even to this day, I haven't rode a bike in years. I can get on because I created that mindset. I created those, the feeling inside of me to know that, okay, when I get on the bike, I need to do this, I need to do that. And if I forgot, eventually it would kick in. And so reason why I think being a practitioner is the best common or the best way to say that. But when you're a practitioner, meaning running an actual project, you get to feel, you get to know exactly how to respond because you'll be able to put those in your toolbox. I'm actually going to be creating an episode on that, the project management magic toolbox. How you like that? See, the magic toolbox really allow you to be able to say, okay, I ran this project and this happened last time. Let me see. I'm going to use that for this project and see if it works. And if it doesn't, okay, I'm going to have to figure out a new solution. Being a project manager is always trying to find new solutions and finding new ways and new techniques and strategies, which is awesome. And if you're not excited about that, if you're not amazed and excited about that, I don't even know what to tell you, family, because that is one of the things, again, about being a project manager is if you want to be a project manager, and can anyone be, in answering that question, can anyone be trained? Yes, you can be trained by, I remember when my dad told me one day, he was just like, "You want to learn how to swim?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Okay, let's go swimming." We ready to go swimming. Just threw me in the deep end. Now, I know in these days and times that would be looked on upon as child abuse. It may even be looked on upon as that this, you know, that the child labor would be called. But when I was growing up, those weren't the case. And why do I share that with you? It's because there were two things that I didn't realize. First thing was I wasn't going to drown. Why wasn't I going to drown? Because my father was literally in arm reach. But what he was trying to show me in a unique sort of way was that the only way you're going to really learn, the only way that you're only going to be able to be the swimmer or be able to develop the swimming skill set is that you got to get fully immersed. And how do you get fully immersed? Well, you have to be in the water and go swimming. And so I challenge you, family, is to get fully immersed into project management. If you're excited or if you want to get trained in project management, get fully immersed. And I'm here to support you. So if there's anything that I can do for you, please leave a comment. I'm actually working on something where you'll be able to actually leave, any topics that I want to talk that you want to talk about. Matter of fact, we're not even going to wait. We're going to start it now. I have a link in the description below that you can leave your email address and a question that you may have. And if it's a question that I'm seeing over and over, or if I'll make a video for you, just especially for you, which it'll go out to the whole audience here. But family, I just think it's important. Matter of fact, I think it's imperative that we work on continually getting immersed, getting involved to be able to develop that skill set or the skill sets that we're looking for. Hey, this is your boy ED. I hope you enjoyed today's content. If you are, I'm probably going to have a video either here or here that you can look at. You like, I do that. That's just that new dance. But anyway, I digress. Check me out. And I'm looking around so we can go ahead and stop this. Until next time.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.